Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings got an exciting victory last week in Tampa Bay, and they got to get right back to work this week because the Washington Redskins are coming to town, and we want to stay on the winning track. We also want to answer some of your questions, so let's get right to it. Question number one comes from Trent in Sacramento, California. Do you think Anthony Barr can win Defensive Rookie of the Year with how he's playing? I'll take it one step further. Anthony Barr will be your 2014 Defensive Rookie of the Year, I feel, especially if he continues at this pace. He leads the team in tackles this season with 77. He led the team last week along with Chad Greenway in tackles with 9. He also has 3 fumble recoveries on the season. One of them came last week, the game-winning score against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those splashy plays and that consistent play in leading us in tackles, those are the kinds of things that put Anthony Barr on the national radar, and those are the kind of things that I think are going to lead him to be this year's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Our next question comes from Mike in Illinois. Why didn't the clock stop on the Jennings reception during the last drive of regulation? We could have used that extra time. Well, fortunately, we were able to salvage enough time to get Blair Walsh into position to kick the game-tying field goal. But the play that Mike is referencing was a completion to Greg Jennings, and he did get out of bounds. The problem is the referees ruled that his forward progress was stopped before he went out of bounds. So even if you get out of bounds, if the defense stops your forward progress in bounds, they keep the clock going. The good news is we got the clock stopped on the next play to Jarius Wright, and obviously we got in position to kick the field goal. So a good job by our offense of moving down the field efficiently and quickly to get that game-tying score. Our next question comes from Twitter. Brent asks, was it coach's choice in using Matt Asiata in the second half, or was there something wrong with McKinnon? I don't think there was anything wrong with Jerick McKinnon, but we did run him quite a bit in that game against Tampa Bay. It was 85 degrees. I'm sure it was just a timeshare where the coaches want to give each running back some carries throughout the course of the game to keep them fresh throughout. I know Jerick McKinnon has been splashy. He's had some long runs, but Matt Asiata does some good things for us too. He gained some tough yards. He's good in pass protection, so we can use both guys, and I think we're going to keep using both running backs going forward. Our next question comes from Roman in Grand Forks, North Dakota. When will we see David Yankee on the field? Most felt he was a steal in the 5th round. I think David Yankee was a good pick for us in the 5th round, but we have to remember he was a 5th round pick. Sometimes it takes middle and late round picks a couple of years, 1-2 years to develop, and I'm sure that's what's going on with David Yankee. So just because he hasn't played so far, we're only 8 games into it, just because he hasn't played yet doesn't mean it's a bad pick. David Yankee is progressing, and I think someday he'll get onto the field and be a producer for the Vikings. Our next question comes from Thomas in the Czech Republic. What do you make of our last minute defense? We have a great defense this season, but in the last minutes, we don't look the same. One thing that you have to consider in this is we have a lot of young and inexperienced players on defense, and we have a lot of new players on defense, so I'm sure they're learning from these late game experiences, and going forward, hopefully they'll perform better at the ends of ball games. But Thomas is right. We have been downright dominant for most of the game, but then at the end of the game, we've given up a couple of scores. I think Mike Zimmer and the defensive coaching staff are working on that right now with their young and new players, and over time, they're going to get better in that area. Our last question comes from Ed in Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Do you feel the offense made strides against Tampa Bay, or is there still a long way to go? Well, I think there was a little bit of both against Tampa Bay. I saw some improvement in the offensive line. They only gave up 1 sack, and they paved the way for Jerick McKinnon to average 5.2 yards per carry. And how can you not be happy with how the offense performed in the 2-minute situation? At the end of the first half, we got a field goal, and then at the end of regulation, we got a field goal to go into overtime. Those drives by Teddy Bridgewater and company were impressive, and they were clutch. At the same time, the offense can still improve. I think the passing game can improve, particularly the downfield passing game. We came just an inch or two away from hitting a couple of long passes to Charles Johnson, and I still think we can get Cordarrelle Patterson a little more involved in the offense. So a nice step forward for the Vikings offense against Tampa Bay in the victory, but still some improvements to make. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. The Vikings and Redskins play Sunday at noon at TCF Bank Stadium. Don't miss it. And don't miss next week's edition of the Pick Six, because we'll be back right here at Xfinity Studios. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.